Hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm with owner Steph. Owen, what's it called, Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad still.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had it was supposed to be like a granola, but it's called like Honey Peanut Crunch and it has chocolate curls in it, so I don't think it's very healthy.
Sounds good though. Yeah, what about you, Owen?
I had some Weetabix with a banana that had essentially turned into a brown smush. I don't know if that was the age or the heat, but it was. I prefer them when they're like that. I hate a green banana. I hate it.
I don't think I've ever had a green banana.
Don't.
They're yellow traditionally, aren't they?
Yeah, but when they're new. When they're new.
When
they're
not ripe.
Yeah, and they're quite bitter.
I know something about bananas. Do you know how, if they're ripe, if they're not ripe, do you know how to ripen them?
Sit on them.
Wow!
No, you put them in a bowl of fruit, and then the other fruit makes it go ripe.
Oh,
no,
hang on. It's the other way around.
Oh, yeah, it's the other way around. Yeah. No, it's not good. Okay. I don't know how to ripen a banana.
I only really like bananas of the fruit world. I'm not really that into it.
Banana is, my least favourite fruit of all the fruits.
Really?
The smell makes me feel really sick.
We can share fruit bowls from now on, then.
Okay, then. Done.
Cool. What about you? What did you have?
I didn't have anything in the house. I went to the shop, and I had one of those cheese and bacon puffs, and then I had a spoonful of icing sugar.
Wait, what?
Not icing sugar, like icing that you put on a cake. Like, hang on.
This isn't making any better.
I don't know if this is a... Yeah, that's...
Like frosting.
That's something buttercream that you're supposed to keep in the cupboard for cooking purposes. Yeah. You're not supposed to have fruit. It's not supposed to be in your fridge. Christ.
I like that. That's just a little snack.
A friend of mine used to have...
I keep it here at the studio.
He used to, get, a bowl full of butter and then pour sugar on it. And then just eat it with a spoon?
You know, whenever I make a cake...
Sounds all right.
You cream the butter and the sugar first, and I used to eat that, but I wouldn't...
If I was a house guest, I wouldn't do it in someone else's house.
Do you do it in like...
Well, he came round to mine, and he was like, set himself up. I thought he was going to make me a cake, but then
I used to know a woman, it was a friend's mum, I guess, friend of the family.
Ding.
That's her now.
And she used to make, cakes, but what she'd do, she'd make a cake... And then she'd also make enough mixture so she had enough for another cake. And when that other cake was cooking, she'd just eat the mixture, how you lick the spoon. She'd make enough of a cake's worth and eat that.
That's really bad for you.
I don't think it's good for you, is it?
No. What if a cake grows in your belly?
I don't think it works. It's not like swallowing a seed.
No, but it warms up.
They get brought by one of
them
swallows.
Yeah.
I had a weird day yesterday.
We normally do
Isn't this like a... Yeah.
I'll do a thing.
Okay, I'll do a thing.
So yesterday I was working in the pub, and it was the hottest day in England, wasn't it? And I told a girl...
Can we clarify the age of girl?
Younger than me. Okay, sort of 30s.
Okay, so you had to call that a woman.
Told a girl she had hot boobs.
What?
But it's not as bad as it seems, okay? Because she said, have you got some ice? And I was like, yeah. And I gave her the ice, and she just put it down her top, on her breast. I was like, oh, you've got hot boobs. It was like that. But yeah, I realised it sounded quite bad after I'd said it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
she took it in the spirit. She understood what I meant.
Well, I bet she did. She goes into a pub and puts ice on her boobs in front of everyone. I'm sexy and I know it.
I did that thing, the monkeys do.
What are you doing?
What?
You know I don't like wrists. Are you about to press on them or something?
I was going to press on them. Oh, okay. If you lick them... that's what monkeys do. They lick their wrists and it makes you cool.
You could just put it under cold water in the evolved society that we live in.
But what I did yesterday was, me and that girl, we were putting ice on our wrists.
Did you have a pub orgy?
Yeah.
Sorry, no, you're the weirdest barman ever.
But we put ice...
You're just supposed to serve the drink.
Put ice on your wrists, right? And then I thought that'd be a brilliant invention, a watch that you can fit an ice cube in.
An ice watch?
Yeah.
Oh, it's making me feel really sick. Really? Why'd you do that to yourself?
What do you mean? It's really nice.
No, it's not.
Give me your wrist.
Let me
lick.
Honestly, I'd let a Morris dancer stab me in the face rather than let someone do that to my wrist.
Let you lick my arm.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was another bad thing that happened yesterday. I hadn't eaten at all, and it was about 2:10, so I went to get some chips, and it was closed and didn't open again until 4:30, so I walked back. Starving, hungry, had a pack of crisps, wasn't enough. I thought, I'll go and get some chocolate from next door. You know, that little shop next door to the pub.
Mm.
So I went in, I'm a regular in there, but there was a different woman behind the till. I went in and I went to pick up a whisper, and I picked it up and it was just completely melted, right? So it was just I was like, oh. So I went to pick up another one and that was completely melted as well. And she looked at me, she went, can you stop doing that? I was like... So I said, I'm sorry. I said, have you got any in the fridge? She went, no. And I was like, absolutely gobsmacked. Do you know what I mean? I was like, there's other people in the shop. I was like, you are the rudest woman I've ever met in my life. And I stormed out. And as I stormed out, I stormed out, there was a box of crisps on a shelf. So I nudged them so they fell on the floor.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Right?
And then did you feel sorry and pick them up?
Exactly what happened. Like, they fell on the floor and they went everywhere. I walked out and thought, that's a little bit dramatic. So I went back in and picked them all back up, put them up. Let that be a lesson to you. Oh, dear.
You had a well exciting day.
So I can't ever go there again.
No.
The other thing I was doing was hoovering. Like the pub, like cleaning it all in the morning. And it was so hot, like sweat was just dripping off me, so I took my top off and I was dreading someone, like a delivery arriving, and there's me with my Hoover. Morning!
Freddie Mercury-ing it around.
Oh dear.
That's a well exciting day.
It was a pretty exciting day. What did you do? Anything exciting?
Nothing like that.
Yeah, I
wasn't naked
say.
And I didn't destroy any shots.
Oh. I feel like I need to up my game on my days now.
Oh. I've mostly been building flat pack furniture for the last 4 days or so. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed something.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll see in post-production.
I saw Reece Kirkman last night. He was good.
Oh, okay. I get the link now.
But we did a thing where he ended with Tallest Man in the Pub, and I got up to sing it with him. We only had one mic, so we were like libertines. And halfway through the song, he said, your breath smells of fags and paint. We were literally like, because it was one mic and we were both at a really funny angle, but our lips and stuff were touching.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you smell of flags and paint. I hadn't been drinking any paint.
He knows he's had a charm, doesn't he?
Oh, when you combine those two things, most paints are quite flammable.
Yeah. You could be like a dragon, though. That'd be exciting.
I'd like to be a dragon.
I think you make a good dragon.
But I asked him about, you know, that teaching thing that's such a story of controversy. And I did get it confirmed, but yes, he's got a degree in computer science or something, and he's teaching a different subject to that, and he hasn't got any teaching qualifications. It is a thing. Like, it's fine. He said he can mention.
So if anyone wants to investigate and whereabouts,
He said it's fine. But he's starting a course, I think, in September, which will let him be a full-time
property
teacher.
So he's basically doing he's doing like a PGCE kind of thing, like on-the-job training. We're going to assume that's what he doesn't get fired.
Yeah, but it's just a thing. That's just how it works. It's okay. Like, maybe it's an academy rather than a school.
Okay, I'm sure the children's parents will be. It's fine. It's just how it works.
Just to give you some juxtaposition, Gila Roche works in a school as well. So there's always that.
But he doesn't.
Isn't
like,
he like a caretaker?
Yeah, I don't think he's allowed to.
It's like the opposite of it.
Is
like the opposite of a caretaker.
An undertaker.
Oh God!
Wow.
Just no care taker.
Yeah, all right.
The opposite of care is an under.
No, I guess not. I guess maybe if someone had taken more care, like the under part wouldn't be needed. We didn't do any news. We didn't do any news.
Well, we're about to do news.
Well, normally we do news immediately after the. You know?
Oh, I don't know. It's a room. Someone for every room.
Breakfast. News. We've even got a new news jingle, and I didn't get a chance to use it.
No, you did on the last episode.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. You can still put it in.
Yeah, I will.
News. Keep this
should we,
in.
Should we talk about this now?
Glastonbury, you've got some stuff to say about Kanye West.
Yeah, it's not good though.
Go on.
The thing is, I don't, as a rule, I don't hate Kanye West. I really like some of his music.
I really hate him. And I'm in the middle.
As a person, I think he's an idiot. Like, don't get me wrong, but I think he makes good music. But I really wanted Glastonbury to, like, open my eyes to why everyone says he's a genius and rah rah. And he played a boring ass set. Like, it was just rubbish. He kept screaming that he was the greatest rock star on the planet at this time, and then just as I just played to you, did the worst, that karaoke version of Bohemian Rhapsody. Mama,
I just killed a man. Isn't this whole thing like karaoke, or isn't it just backing tracks?
No, it's just him. And then the guy from Bon Iver came on as his like special guest that had been like massively hyped up, and most people, unless you know Bon Iver, wouldn't know who he was.
I don't know who he is.
Or Bon Iver, however you want to say it. And it was just terrible. And
well,
then
what on earth did they sing together?
They did a track called I want to say Into the Woods. And so he then just basically came on and did like a little bit of DJ, and he didn't sing at all. Kanye West just did the, I'm going to use the word singing and rapping loosely.
See, the thing is, like, he's been like criticised for that, but like, if I'm playing devil's advocate, like, he was kind of doing that so that for the crowd, do you know what I mean? To give them an end in night. And he's not a singer, like, he's a rapper.
Yeah, but
so he's kind of just done that just to, like, get
something
for them to remember.
Like, someone would have heard that and gone, mate, like, let's pick another.
They wouldn't. Because it's Kanye West.
That's not an excuse, though. Like, that's
when you're that famous.
Learn the words. When you're that famous, don't mime a song and get the words wrong. I get what you're saying, like, he's doing it for the crowd, but then, like, he's got a song like Gold Digger, which is, like, absolutely massive, and he only played, like, a minute and a bit of it, and you just think, place, like, people have come to see you, not to see a crap Freddie Mercury tribute. Like, he does his own thing, you do your own thing.
When I used to teach, like, we used to do, like, end-of-term gigs, and like, if one of my, like, say, 9 to 12-year-old groups had... like the sort of rehearsal before the gig had sort of come to me and be like, this is what we got, I'd have been like, should we save that one for next time?
Yeah.
You can't say that to Kanye West though, like his advisors, you can't, like, do you know what I mean?
Michael Jackson
was good at what he did,
yeah, but I mean all the mental stuff he did, like at any point someone could have said, should you really be sleeping in an oxygen tent? Do you know what I mean? Should you really have a pet monkey? Should you really be touching children?
The last time I saw him, the last time I saw Kanye West was on, it was like maybe the Brit Awards, and like they, for some reason, I was watching it and I had the subtitles on, and like, and it was, but he had all these guys with flamethrowers and all this kind of stuff, and like the song was just awful. But they were all
black flags.
Yeah, they were all just stood around, like, and it was, I don't know what it was supposed to represent, but it certainly wasn't 8 o'clock. On a Tuesday night viewing, and it was just—it's just his attitude which bothers me.
I've never got over the Taylor thing. I'm not going to lie.
That's why I hate him.
There you go. She was collecting an award. I think it was for like best music video of the year or something. Yeah. And he stormed on stage and was like, "I'm a star, y'all." Like that classic thing. And then she wrote
to Beyonce.
Then she wrote a song about it and performed it at the next awards.
And then he did the same thing to Beck the next year. And what an idiot.
Yeah, there just needs to be a point where, like, it's a bit like Hitler. Someone should have said, a little while ago, stop it, mate. Like, and they haven't, and then he's just blossomed into this monster.
I just think when you're sort of uber famous, like these people are... Like,
it doesn't matter.
But it does. Like, all they've got around them is yes men. Like, do you know what I mean? Because that's how they've got their job. Like, all they want is their ego to be blown.
Yeah, I guess
all
so.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't...
I just think, like, it was because...
I can totally understand how and why it happened.
Yeah, yeah. But I just think, like, as well, for like, Emily Eves to book him, like, it was a massive thing. Obviously, maybe it's the first year, or if not second, that she's done it, like, taking over from her dad. And I just feel really sorry for her, because I understand why she booked him, and I just think he didn't deliver. Like, he's just really... That's what he's known for, though. He either does a crazy stage show that's really good, or it's just awful, but he just does all these like, weird rants in the middle of it, and he's taking up too much of this time anyway.
Yeah, fuck
it. Yeah. What do you talk about at Glastonbury?
Libertines. We had a little bet, didn't we? I think someone owes me some money.
No, you...
I checked back. I said Oasis. I said all Libertines.
No, you didn't.
I did.
They didn't cover that slot, though, did they? It was Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's... does that mean that you owe us money?
Yeah.
Although they were fantastic. I don't
hate them as much as I say. I just do it to wind you up. But
Oh, they were brilliant. It was like proper shambolic, but like brilliant, like just like they should, just like the good old days.
Aww.
Yeah, it was a brilliant bit at the end, like where they were sort of doing their one mic, singing into one mic thing, like face to face, like looking at each other. It was just so like I just love that sort of camaraderie and stuff. It's just brilliant. And at the end, like Pete Docherty just like played the last chord lying on the floor, and then Cole Barrett just jumped on him, and they just had a massive embrace. It was just like
I can now see where you get all your moves from.
Yeah,
you just like enacted them at me.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was amazing.
I didn't see any Glastonbury footage because I was moving house. And maybe this is something we can talk about. I haven't got like a TV license or anything like that. Do I need one? And how do I get one?
I don't think you do need one.
Yeah.
I feel like you do.
I think if you don't have a terrestrial aerial, then you don't need a TV license.
There might be. I've got like three TVs set up, but I haven't got any of them plugged into anything apart from an Xbox.
Okay, at the moment
you're definitely going to prison.
Yeah, at the moment you're fine, but you can pay. This is so boring, but you can pay your TV license like monthly or quarterly if you want to. But it's probably best to get one.
I've got a problem with the money. I just don't know who to get it to.
Well, do you want me to find Lucy?
Google it.
I don't know how this shit works.
Lucy, where's the Scott cock?
What?
Glastonbury.
James Bay, amazing.
Yeah, you showed me that bit. It looked like just
didn't he have like one of the One Direction lads? I want to say Niall, like was off stage because he had this big thing about it afterwards. He was like, I thought they were screaming for me, but I think they were screaming for him.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, well, apparently they're friends.
Oh, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
I saw his bass player on Sunday night, Peely, and he came down the pub, and I was like, how do you, like, even get through that? And he was like, you just block it out. He said, like, went on there, he said, like, but my God, he said, like, it was just insane. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to the first band on the Pyramid stage before, and it was The Darkness, and they'd just broken. There was probably like
what was wrong with them?
Well, there was about 10,000 people there, and you could like wander around at the front. But Peely said apparently there were 70,000 watching them. Wow.
70,000.
Yeah,
that's mental.
I don't think I'm ever going to meet that many people in my lifetime. Let alone have
just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's unfathomable.
I know.
I would.
Where'd you go?
I've never played to 70,000 people before, but I would. I would. Maybe you can ask him this question. I find it much easier to play to say however many thousand people than it is to play to like two
four.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime.
I don't care as long as they're watching. It doesn't matter to me how many people are there.
Even that, like if there's two people that are really intently watching you, it's like awkward. You're like, where am I supposed to look? I hate doing that thing where you look them in the eye.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So yeah, like less than 10 people.
Too much
people.
Like having sex.
Yeah. How do you play
guitar? Stop fanning yourself. This is getting weird.
Yeah, so less than 10 people or family members are the most intense gigs that you can play. Like more than 10 to like say 100,000 is the same thing as far as I'm concerned.
What's the biggest crowd you've ever played to?
I mimed two songs to 25,000 people.
I know you were on the television, that would have been a bigger audience.
Yeah, probably. We did the whole Wembley Arena thing as well. That wasn't mimed. That was, I don't know how many people. It was sold out.
It was more than 10.
It was like
at least 11 people.
Yeah, it was like between 15 and 20,000, I think.
Who was that with Darren Hayes?
Yeah. We were supporting Roxette.
I remember Roxette.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I think the most intense gigs are when it's like in someone's lounge and there's only a couple of people that you know.
And you're not even supposed to be playing, you just got up and picked up a guitar.
You're that guy.
So I'm sort of like so happy for James Bay, it's mental. It just seems really weird.
I read a thing, he was saying, I don't know if it was at that festival or another one, he was saying like three or four songs in, he was playing like an album track. And he saw like this kind of space open up in front of him, and some guy got down on his knee and like proposed to his girlfriend at the festival, like mental.
He said he didn't want to like stop and say anything, did he, in case like, he got it wrong, and he turned around to the band and was like, did that just happen? Like, that must be so nice though.
Yes, and she said no.
Yeah. Oh god, I can't think of anything worse than that ever happening to me. Like, I've always had this conversation in
with
public.
Will, if we're ever at James Bay gig.
I know, like I just like, you know what I'm like, I get nervous about things like that if anyway, but I think even if I was with someone and I love them like 100%, I want to marry them, if they asked me in front of a load of strangers, I'd just say no on principle. I'd get terrified.
I've got potentially even more Taylor awkward Swift, right? Story.
Yeah.
So, Steve, he got booked through an agency to do, he had to go to a supermarket and play one song, and it was something like Passenger or something like that, but he had to change a couple of the words. This dude, like, that booked him had, like, really pissed off his girlfriend. So she worked in the supermarket and she made, and he paid Steve to go down and sing this song, like, to say sorry. So he went and found out with his guitar.
Just him, like, acoustic solo.
Yeah, just him acoustic, like, in a supermarket on a Saturday morning.
Oh my god.
And he said, she was like, just stop, just fucking stop, straight away, what are you doing? You are such a fucking arsehole. I went absolutely ballistic. She was like, ooh. Walked back out the frozen peas house, chumming away.
Oh my god.
Did he get his money?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's an amount of money that I could be paid that would make me do that. Jesus, how horrible.
Oh, that makes my insides curl up and die a little bit.
It's made my hands go like this. Oh dear. Yeah.
This doesn't feel like national news yet, does it?
No, we're talking about Glastonbury.
Oh, okay.
TFI Friday, it's back.
It's back.
Like, we were talking about it. Like, it's lovely when we talk about something and like it sort of comes true. And I was
Has that happened before?
No, this is the first time. But yeah,
better this than the head transplant.
We were talking about TFI Friday.
That is happening now, yeah.
We were talking about TFI probably on the last show, and I was saying that if it comes back, I want it to be Chris Evans. But I was saying on the show, Chris Evans was bigging up Grimshaw the whole time. Turned out he was just being sneaky, because like he did all that, then he signed his contract with the BBC for Top Gear, and then he was like, oh yeah, by the way, Grimshaw isn't doing that, I'm doing that as well, and he'd already signed the contract, because they would never have let him do it.
No,
so he was doing all that thing on TFI, yeah, we should get Grimshaw, knowing that he was going to do it.
Chris Evans.
To throw the BBC off the scent.
Sneaky. I'm sure you would think that the BBC would have some kind of contract stipulations that, like, no matter how sneaky you are, you're not allowed to do it.
He must have already signed the contract with Channel 4 first, then signed the BBC one. Bob's your uncle.
He's found a loophole.
Yes. Clever man.
Yeah, sure.
Love him for that. So my TFI's back.
There you go. Just before Christmas, right?
TFI Kev, right?
TFI Kev. Yeah. TFI back.
TFI red.
Okay. Is that all of the news?
But I think there's probably more news.
There is more news. I'm just putting off the next thing you got on the news list.
Oh, yeah. Steph, there was a racist orgy. I don't know what it means.
So what do you think? Should we play this
game? I've got no idea. I saw the headline.
I think there's only two ways that an orgy can be racist.
Okay, hang on. You've got to go a little bit of background. Otherwise, it just sounds like we've had a racist orgy.
Oh, we haven't had a racist orgy.
Right.
As far as we know.
Our husband's inclusive.
I don't know what it means yet.
The Leicester City manager got sacked because his son,
Nigel Pearson,
was involved in a racist orgy. And that's all I read. And I thought, save that shit for the podcast. So what do you think it means, Owen?
Well, I think it could be two things. I think either it's going to be an orgy, which includes too many ethnic groups, or not enough ethnic groups.
You're wrong.
So if you slept with two white women at the same time,
that's that could be a racist orgy.
Yeah. You haven't invited any other ethnic groups in.
Yeah.
In which case...
Jesus Christ.
In which case what?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't think just two girls counts as an orgy, though, does it?
I don't know.
Technically, wouldn't that be a threesome?
Yeah.
If we're going to put defining lines down here.
So, I think we need to move on from...
So a racist orgy is... Okay. In this context, the issue was the owners of the club are from Thailand, I think.
Okay.
And the club went out there on, you know, they do like the friendlies to kind of support us. They encountered some girls of the night, some ladies of the night, and made derogatory slurs about the way they looked.
Right, okay.
And obviously, with the owners being from that country, it was, and they filmed it all, sent it to their friends, and so. Yeah, they weren't very...
They had sex, though, right?
Yeah, in the orgy.
It wasn't the orgy that was racist.
It was the behaviour. So it was also, I'd like to say, very misogynistic, the comments, as well as racist. So it wasn't a great...
So while they were having the sex with the girls, they were saying things like, oh, you're a bit of a blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, oh, God.
I'll show you the footage later, is that a thing?
Have you got the footage?
It's on the internet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I have something to tell you both off the podcast. I can't on the podcast, but it's so good, remind me later.
I can't believe when I asked you to research this.
I didn't research it, I already knew the story.
Well, obviously I'll have to watch.
Is it weirder that I knew about this 3 weeks ago when Will said, watch this? And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, it's Nigel Pearson's son. And so that happened ages ago, but they also fired him, not because of that, but because he made like stupid comments. Like he called a member of the press an ostrich, and apparently that's really offensive.
Is it?
So I think they're just drawing the line under any name calling.
An ostrich is quite a powerful bird.
Yeah, it was all about burying their head in the sand.
Oh, that's I think that's quite a nice, like, yeah. Yeah, I would have that.
You ostrich.
You ostrich.
But yeah, so there's your racist orgy.
Okay. Wow.
See, I do know some things.
That's good.
I'd like to confirm I've never been in a racist orgy.
No, nor have I. Steph?
Okay.
No.
Right.
Just standards.
Okay, what else was in the news? Let's move on.
Off the record, we watched.
We talked about that already, didn't we?
No.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Because
you said it was called Hoff with His Head.
No, I said in the next episode we're going to talk about Hoff the Record.
Oh, okay.
Like, I really liked it.
I only saw that first episode.
I haven't seen the first episode too.
Okay.
I've seen no episodes.
Okay.
David Hasselhoff must be the actor which has played himself or parodies of himself more than anyone else.
Yeah, ever. I think so.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen, other than Mitch Buchanan, I don't think I've ever seen him like in a role where he wasn't him.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? How do you get that?
I don't know, but he's good at it.
Yeah, he's good at playing himself. Well, he doesn't mind poking fun of himself, and I like that.
Some bits in it, I mean, we were watching it together, weren't we? And we were laughing our heads off. Like that bit when when she came in and woke him up and stuff. He sort of woke up and he was like, what year is it? Who are you?
You can't kind of imagine him being like that. I wonder how much of it is acted.
So you think maybe it's just a documentary?
He had a reality series of him and like his daughters and going around in like a camper van, I think.
What was it called? Hoff Camping?
I don't know.
Was it called the Hoffsbonds? It's a bit like the Osbournes.
Okay. I thought you just had a stroke. Really intriguing.
The Hoffsbonds works. Yeah. That's two words. If it's him and his daughters.
That's Summer's son.
Okay, Channel 4, hook us up.
I don't know, and I'm not sure if I've made that up. But I'm pretty sure, because I remember thinking his daughter was really good looking, considering... Like, it's a bit like when you see Hulk Hogan's daughter. You don't imagine them having a daughter.
She's rather mannish.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you just can't imagine it.
She's got a tash.
But then, exactly the same as his. But, he's got, like, two daughters, the Hoff, and they're the good kind of German women.
Yeah. He's quite a good-looking character, though, the Hoff, I would say. Even, like,
he looks too much like my dad.
Does your dad look like the Hoff?
Kind of. He's got that, like when my dad was younger, that kind of curly hair and like a bit of a tan.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I used to love the Hoff.
He looks more like Mr. Bean now, my dad.
So I was a Knight Rider man, you were probably a Baywatch man.
I was a Baywatch man.
Hmm.
yeah.
What are you, America's Got Talent girl?
No.
Yeah, I fell in love with Pam Ransom, but then when I discovered that she was 25 years old, I decided that she was way too old and I was not interested. And that's when I set the bar of
you're what, 25 then?
Being too old.
And how old's your current girlfriend?
She's like 20, she's got a couple of years left.
What's going to happen then? Just kill her. That's what you did to all the others, right?
Confessional. Yeah, I've upped the bar to 30 now, so she's actually got a little longer.
It's not good on her. Very nice of you. Breakfast bar. Hey, that's the thing.
I think you might need to say that again.
Gay pride, that's the thing.
There's a thing.
Why did you make him say it twice?
Not for any like weird political reasons, just because I wasn't sure if we'd started recording.
So nice, no. You got to say it twice, like couscous.
Or reggae sauce.
Yeah. Gay pride, like, I didn't go. But also, like, they've got that thing in America, haven't they, which coincided with gay marriage in America.
This is why everyone's got rainbows on their profile.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. And I thought at the time, that's a bit weird.
How do people do that?
Did you do it?
There's like an app. You just, if someone else has got it, it says created with rah rah, and you click on it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm presuming you two didn't do it.
No, I wouldn't mind doing it though. I just didn't know how.
But I knew how to do it, and I didn't do it for the pure reason I thought this looks like some sort of social experiment by Facebook. That's why I didn't do it.
And it came out that it was.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they were doing like an experiment to see like who would follow. Like, if your friends do it, would you do it? And then they're going to use it for like subliminal advertising in the future.
Right.
It's like, whoa.
See, they missed a trick because I didn't do it because I don't follow what my friends do. I was just feeling lazy and I
couldn't be bothered to press.
And also, I haven't got internet in the flat. But maybe we can talk about how I'm going to get internet in the flat as well. Apparently Virgin have the best speeds in our area.
Yeah, we've got Virgin.
We've got Virgin.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to
Virgin do. Is what you should get, definitely, because... Is this something for the podcast? Jesus Christ. Like, if you do go with Virgin, like, if you mention my name, like, I think you'll get some money off.
The hog.
Not, don't just... I'm not big with them.
Is this a bit like the Nando's black cards?
Like, if you mention me, like, my name, and I'm a Virgin customer, it's not because they know me. Like, okay. I think we both get given some vouchers or something.
Okay.
So we could do that.
Test it out.
We'll do that when... Let's turn this shit off.
Yeah.
Get some vouchers.
So anyway, Virgin, gay pride. Virgin.
Yeah, well, they've changed it, haven't they? They've changed the name of it to Pride.
I don't know whether it's because it now is inclusive of, like, LGBT and, like, asexual.
Sorry, it's got talent.
I hate you guys. Yeah, like, so it's inclusive of everyone, not just... And, like, is it...
Not
like
just gay
fluid,
people.
Is it fluid genders and things like that and like everything? So it's not just like gay or lesbian, it's everyone that should be proud of everything.
Okay.
One thing that is really interesting about this is when the law got passed that gay marriage was like now okay in every single state in America. There's a band called Dillinger Escape Band, which are like...
Oh, yeah, I saw...
Did you see that thing?
Their T-shirt.
Yeah. So they did, like, they put out a little patch, which was kind of supporting gay marriage, and, like, it got loads of really good feedback, so they turned it into a T-shirt. Then they got all these, like, horrible people putting all these comments, like, can't believe you guys are siding with the gays and all of this. So they made, for 24 hours only, they made a rainbow vest with a unicorn with a dick for a horn that was, like, coming a rainbow, and they were, like, gayest shirt ever.
I like you were, like, toning down that way. Didn't hold back at all. Wow. Yeah.
How are you supposed to say it? And then they put, like, 50% of the proceeds towards a charity, which is for, like a suicide hotline for people that are struggling with sexuality and stuff.
My favourite really one good. That I saw was Arnold Schwarzenegger had done a post about it, and someone had come on and said something like, oh, I can't believe that you would do something like that. I'm unfriending you or unliking you right now. And he just came back and said, hasta la vista.
Yeah, there was a couple of other those. There was, like, Terminated and things like that. It was really good.
But, like, the thing that bothers me about it, because it's just become called Pride, right, is next year they're having their first ginger pride.
Oh, okay.
Like, and all the gingers are going to go to London and be together. Like, what happens if they just take the ginger away from that as well? You're going to have two prides, you get the wrong ones going to the right wrong ones and stuff.
I don't know what to say to that. I've literally got nothing.
I don't think that's going to be an issue as such, in all honesty. What, like, but it could be nice.
Do you think they'll just space them far enough apart so people will know which one's which?
Maybe. Like, do you not think if you turned up to one, you'd quite easily tell which one it was? And does it matter? Surely you're just going to go and celebrate being proud of something. Kev's not happy about races and sexualities mixing, evidently. It's all this talk of a racist orgy. You don't know what's going on.
I think if either one of those things is your thing, then you're probably going to research it enough that you'll go to the right one.
Yeah, I think you probably will. Phew. Should we go to Ginger Pride next year? We could wear wigs.
I don't know if this
You're looking at me like this really racist. It's not racist, just has different coloured hair.
I'd just quite like to go to Pride. I think it'd be fun.
I want to go to Ginger Pride.
Okay, you do one, okay. I'll do the other. Owen can go to some other kind of Pride. Bing. What was that noise?
It sounds like something reversing.
Pretty sure that vehicle is reversing. Yeah. Okay, is that all of the news?
I think so.
Okay.
I was like, with the whole gay pride thing and stuff, I was like looking into animals. To see if
as you do.
Well, yeah, just to see. Well, no, just to see if you got gay animals in the world, because I find that quite interesting. Like, because we're all animals.
What would happen if like an entire pack of lions was that? That would be a gay pride, wouldn't it?
That's very good.
What's really good was like we didn't rehearse that. I didn't know what was coming. I thought you were going to talk about ganging up and stuff. Yeah, but all animal species, or like certainly a lot of them, do have
gay animals.
But do you know what?
What?
The only animal that shows
This is going to be thought provoking.
The only animal that shows homophobic tendencies is the human. Don't just laugh at me.
I'm just going to leave that there with you, little tidbit.
Don't you think that's amazing?
Not really, because we also show. It's like we had that conversation we had before about emotion. Like we evolved in a different way. And I'm sure that like some animals don't bully other animals if they're a different colour or creed, or whereas we do that.
Animals can be a lot more horrible than humans though. Like if you take like wolves or lions or whatever, like if they have like inter-pack wars, don't they? They we don't like go and eat other people's cubs if they're not from our family, do we?
Sometimes they eat their own.
Yeah. That's like strong.
Yeah.
Kind of, but it's also it's survival of the fittest for them, isn't it? Like we have hospitals and places.
We don't really have that as humans anymore, do we?
No, I can tell you walking down the street on like a weekday, we definitely don't have that anymore.
Yeah. What, survival of the fittest?
Yeah.
No, it's like
we don't need it anymore.
It's not that though. It's the fittest gene pool, isn't it? It's not like the fittest, strongest. It's like the gene pool. That's what it means. Survival of the fittest.
I hope so. So, gay animals.
Animal accents as well. Like, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that a duck that lives in London has the same quack as a duck that lives in Paris?
A duck in Paris is potentially more scared.
What of?
Getting eaten.
They don't have that emotion. They don't ever think that.
I would say, well, accents are to do with, like, the difference in air pressure and shit, aren't they? That's why we have different accents originally. Yeah, it is.
No.
It can't be.
It's to do with like the thinness of the air and stuff like that.
It can't be.
What do you think it's to do with?
I think it's to do with like sort of traditions and like slang and stuff like that.
Accents are to do with the people that settled and where they settled.
Because accents like would have come about before like different, or after different languages came about. Like different languages like would have been formed on like what they were up to and stuff. But, like, the accent is to do with, like, it's to do... That's why all northern accents are quite similar. And as you move down, like, it's to do with that. And then you get another thing where...
Sounds like absolute bollocks. You've turned into Cole Pilkington.
No, it's a thing. I'm sure it's a thing.
So if I go, like, up north, my voice is going to get, like, the air's tighter. So my voice
They go up and then eventually you'll be like...
originally, that's how they start. Obviously now, like, okay. It's to do with, like, association. Like, if you hear someone talking like that, then you talk like them. But, like, originally, that's why, like, northerners are similar to, like, Scandinavians.
You sounded like you were going to say northern people, but then you thought, people isn't the right word, northerners.
I'm sure it's something to do with that.
I'd like to believe that's true. I just can't believe that you've let that slide, yet I say something that I read in, like, an article about wolves.
Should we do a stop and then a Google?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's proof. So let's move on.
How long were you looking at your phone there for?
Just a minute. And let's say that it's inconclusive.
Incorrect.
Inconclusive.
Right, anyway.
What were we talking about?
Ducks.
Okay.
So you got one in London, you got one in France. Would they have the same quack?
The weather's different, so no.
It's nothing to do with the weather. But I can confirm that the animals do have different accents depending on where they live.
Do they?
Yeah.
How does a bark sound different?
Like one would be like, woof, and the other one would be like, meow.
Yeah, but isn't that just how big the dog is?
It's a gay dog or not.
All right, like, I think you can like, there's a thing, like ducks, quacks are different. Like, they all sound the same. If you go to the park, all ducks sound the same. If you went to a park in France or in America, they
can we
sound
do a
different.
Road trip and test this?
You get them, that Duck Dynasty, they make the duck whistles, don't
That's
they?
That's true.
And they have all different ones for, like, when they're hunting and things. They, they call the desk quite...
One for the French duck, one for the English duck. Did you just go, oh, oh.
No, I stopped myself. Oh. Quacky quack.
Quacky quack.
Oh, God.
But I was thinking about the animals that live, like, in Scotland, for example, where it rains all the time, it's really cold.
Mm.
And I don't understand. If you're a fox that lives in Scotland, I don't understand why it doesn't think, this is a bit grim. Like, I might just go and live... go and live down south.
As a, like, person with a large amount of Scottish heritage in me, that's quite offensive. Why doesn't your granddad just up and move somewhere better?
Most of them do.
No, they don't. Actually, Scotland has some lovely beaches, and you can see dolphins. One of my friends, actually, works on an island out in Scotland, and she was picking up photos yesterday of all the dolphins that were coming to see.
They have basking sharks as well.
Yeah, and you get free education. So I'm sure all the ducks and foxes...
They've got their own
foxes isn't going to think that.
Yeah, but, like, a fox wouldn't... They're not going to, like, migrate down south because the weather's better. It's not a bird.
It doesn't really know, does it? Like, as far as it's concerned, like, the world probably ends at the end of that forest. Don't go past there. You'll get run over by them big things.
Well, maybe we should be going up there and bringing them down just to help them out.
But they acclimatised to it. If they hated it that much, they'd all be dead.
Yeah, I suppose.
You get, ooh, there's someone here. Is there a fox? I'm here.
Got my bags, guys.
I'm here.
What's that?
Scottish.
Oh, my God. That
just sounded aggressive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. I can confirm also
is that a fox accent?
I can also... I'm going to ask this on air because I asked Will this yesterday he agreed with me. Cardinal Kings... You know, the band that come down to thing. Where are they from?
Biggleswade.
No, like, where? Are they Irish or Scottish?
He's Scottish. Irish. That one guy is Scottish.
One guy is Scottish.
And one of them is Irish?
Nah.
Maybe.
The other one is from Biggleswade.
Yeah, but you might... The one in the... I know one of them is Scottish. The one in the... The one
he's
that
Scottish.
Yeah.
One of them is Irish,
no,
so I'm sure.
You just can't tell the difference between Scottish and Irish accents.
They definitely should be able to.
It could be quite tricky.
Why don't you do an impression of an accent and we'll have to tell if it's Scottish or Irish?
Oh, this could be a really racist and a fun game, but let's do it.
Let's not do that.
Are we going to do one of the games at the end of this?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've got time. I think we might have rambled. But what else did you want to talk about? Is that all the animals? Because I was going to talk about the, like, things in the sea.
What things?
Like fish and that.
What are you going to say about them?
Well, like, they migrate a lot, don't they? They don't really care, but... They have different things that they do.
What things do they do, Owen?
Okay, let's talk about the killer whales.
Okay.
So, they're well adapting. They, like, depending on where they are, they can, like, they like, basically adapt to their surroundings so that they can eat the penguins or the whatever's down there. So, like, you get the ones that live in the cold bits with the penguins. They all swim at, like, the icebergs, like, together to, like, rock off the penguins so that they get them. And you get other ones that they mostly these rays, and they know that if they turn them over, they go into this catatonic state. So they know how to do that.
What goes catatonic?
The ray does. Like, if they turn it upside down. But it turns out the same thing happens with sharks as well.
Yeah.
So, like, this one, like, rogue killer whale, he, like, went miles off to where he wasn't supposed to go, and he encountered a great white shark. He turned him upside down and ate him.
Well, you ate the shark.
Yeah, man.
So you can beat sharks
if you're a killer whale.
But, like, surely if you turn a shark upside down, it can just turn back up.
No,
the
because
way.
They go into this, like,
happens
catatonic
with rabbits
state
as well.
Like, because they don't, like, I don't know, because they, like, don't, when they look at the sun or something.
I don't know, no, I think it's like, so they don't
really weird
panic thing. I don't know. But they do it.
Blimey.
Yeah, it happens with quite a lot of animals.
Well, if you turn them upside down, they're.
Yeah,
if you get a ferret and you hold it by the scruff of its neck, it goes into, like, it goes into a trance and, like, you can swing it and stuff. Because, like, when. When they're little, their mothers carry them like that, and so that they don't kick off from that, they have this, like, reflex thing built
like
in.
Like a button.
Yeah, like, if they get bitten, they go all limp and that.
Do you think we have those?
Let's find out.
Pick Kev up by the scruff of his neck.
I don't want you to be holding me in step as you're going, push.
I don't think we've got the guns.
I just come
that.
At you with a freshly wrapped sandwich.
So that's all the animals I've got to talk about.
I like the animals. Yeah. I think we're at our best when we're talking about animals.
No. So yeah, I guess we'll do a game or a wrap up.
Yeah, man.
Okay. This is gonna be a quick game.
It's quite quick, yeah. Right, I'm going to basically, after the Christopher Reeve, like, debacle.
Yeah, he died, like, not even recently. It was, like, 10 years ago, wasn't it?
I know.
Yeah,
that was a shame. So, I said, I think there's a lot of celebrities that you might not know if they're dead or alive. Like, so, okay. I'm going to read a few out, and you've just got to say dead or alive. Okay. I'll give you a little bit of background, because like, you're a bit younger than me, so you might not know who they are. Corey Feldman, star of The Lost Boys.
Alive.
Alive.
Correct. Corey Haim, star of The Lost Boys.
Dead. Alive.
Dead.
Really?
1-0 to Steph.
Okay.
Farrah Fawcett from Charlie's Angels.
Dead.
I've no idea who that is. Alive.
She's dead. She died on the same day as Michael Jackson.
Yeah, really? She...
Is that why I don't know about it?
She had cancer, didn't she? Yeah. That's why she's sad.
Virginia. That was, like, recently, wasn't it? Like, within, like, the last couple of weeks, but, like, 7 years ago or something.
Oh,
yes,
right,
yeah. June 25th.
I was going to say, yeah. Michael Jackson's been dead a long time. Yeah.
Virginia Wade.
I don't know who that is.
I'm just going
to
say...
She's the only English person to
ever... Alive, because we've had a couple of deads in a row.
Only English woman to ever win Wimbledon. Or the last English woman to win Wimbledon.
Alive.
Yeah, she's alive.
2-0.
Little Richard.
Dead.
I was going to say dead.
Okay, he's alive.
Oh. Really?
Following on from Little Richard, Big Daddy.
He was old, like, even, like, a while, but I reckon he's dead.
I'll go dead.
Dead. George Harrison, Beatle.
Dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He died, like, 10 years or so ago.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I haven't got the answer for that one, so I'm going to have to take your word for it. Pete Burns, singer of the band.
Alive.
Singer of the band Dead or Alive.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I thought we were going to like play one of their songs in the background.
Is he the one that went on Big Brother?
Like, yeah, yeah, with yeah. all the lips and stuff. Yeah, like yeah. weird Scouser.
Yeah.
He's alive. Evel Knievel.
Dead.
Greatest stuntman ever. Do you know they say like he broke every bone in his body twice?
Oh my God.
Imagine that. And Jeff Hurst, England's World Cup alive. Sensation, hat-trick scorer in the World Cup final, still the only man to do it.
If you said still the... I'm going to say dead just because he said alive.
He was alive.
Yeah.
He was alive. He is alive. It would be really bad if like some of these people died before this came out.
Do you remember...
No.
Oh, yeah, that would be really sad. Like, and we might get investigated.
Just so Owen can win the game. Bring back
people that
game.
Did you win?
I won.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I did a thing where if you went first, like, I would say the opposite if I wasn't sure, but then whenever I was...
he
sounds confident
loser,
on this one.
It's because he was winning. She's like, I'll just copy his answers now, it's fine.
Unbelievable. Playing the game. I had something important to say about it, but I can't remember what it was.
What about dead or
alive? Oh, yeah, no. When we used to go to... It probably doesn't happen anymore now because you've got the whole world at your fingertips, but when I used to go to festivals back in the day, there would always be like a rumour would go around that someone had died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there was never any newspapers or like internet. Like, you'd never know.
Yeah.
And
I remember finding out that Michael Jackson had died. We were in... Where was it then? K-Passa. And all the bar staff were like running around and going mental, and it was like 1 a.m. We're like, what's going on? And they're like, Michael Jackson's dead. And there's a story that I may not be able to say on the podcast, but we found out it was true from this. And then Dave Grohl burst into tears and made
Dave Toll burst into tears
and made us all go back to Handy's house to watch footage of him and was clutching Jay. Like, he shaped our lives, man. Yeah. And like, I think it's a bit.
I was playing a gig in London with the October game, and like, I don't know if it was us that was on stage or the band before us that were on stage, but like, basically some dude like ran up and like interrupted this song and like rah, rah. Everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I've got to tell you the breaking news. I thought, oh my God, we're at war. Michael Jackson's died. Oh my God, that's worse.
I remember I was at work and I was on a night shift, and I remember it was the first time of Facebook, because I was on Facebook and hadn't been on Facebook long, and it was the first time anything big like that had happened, and I just remember Facebook just going nuts like over it.
And then like 2 minutes later you get all the jokes.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was when Diana died. I think I was too young for that, but that seems to be the thing, doesn't it? Do you remember where you were?
I was on a camping trip.
I was at an all-nighter at this girl's house in Hitchin. And,
what kind of all-nighter, Kevin?
Not one of those. but yeah, so we were all still up, and it happened about 5 a.m, didn't it?
What year was it?
I don't know.
1996. Seven,
oh,
six or seven.
Yeah, I was like, we were literally all been up all night, and I remember, like, in the morning.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Really?
It was Diana.
Yeah,
that's weird. But I remember like walking back afterwards through town, and me and my mate Harcourt went into the church, and we lit a candle, and like wrote something on a piece of paper, and then sort of like put it in a little box.
Did you write Diana. Something like, I really feel like this? It's a bit breezy, but I really feel like this represents your life.
I can't remember what I wrote. I would love to have taken a photo of it. I don't think I had a photo.
Should we do a time capsule? That could be a thing.
Okay.
I was just thinking it'd be really cool if you could go back and retrieve it and then read it now.
Yeah.
We'll do a Breakfast Bad time capsule.
Okay, should we get other people to put some stuff in it as well?
No.
What sort of things will we put in?
I don't know, maybe some Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
Where will we bury it? Just in my garden. Yeah. Lucy will go mental. She'll go like, hashtag I'm working. She'll go like, us three are in the garden just digging a big fucking hole, putting Pop-Tarts in it. Like, she'll be like, what the fuck?
Okay, so that's what we'll do after this. Yeah. Right. Let's do that wrap-up thing.
Washing out after
you need to put the washing out.
Yeah.
Okay, wrapping up.
Okay.
We're recording.
Oh, hello, hi. Yeah.
I told them about having to put the washing out. Told them. Ian, we've got to put the washing out.
Just so there's evidence now, Lucy, we've done our bit. You can lead a horse to water.
Yeah, so get in touch. breakfast_bad.
Exactly.
What is that?
I can't Our Twitter is @breakfast_bad. Our email, in case anyone
ever... Don't even fucking bother.
Yeah.
Bunch of wankers. Whoa.
Oh, God, now we're just going to get hate mail.
That'd be something. It's weird, like, loads of people listen, but no one does ever get in touch.
Yeah, they tell us separately.
Yeah, they personal message us on Facebook us individually.
I do think they're intimidated to message the group as well.
What I want is a message from a stranger.
Like, don't that. We all?
I get those all the time. It can happen. Twitter.
Don't bother.
All right.
No. Go on. Twitter.
Facebook.
Breakfast_bad. Breakfast at.
All we've done is give them the Twitter three times.
You did was just say Facebook.
Facebook. Well, I think chances are, like, if people are listening, if they've listened this far through this episode, they probably know what they're like. That's all I've got to say.
See you next time. No. Say bye, Steph.
Bye, Steph.
Say bye, Owen.
Bye, Owen. Say bye, Kev.
Bye, Kev.
Okay.